Halloween Bombs number 20.
You started a little bit early, I think, but...
Oh, this is Comedy Bombs number 20. Our 20th episode. 2-0. We are now officially almost an adult.
We can almost drink.
We can almost drink, yes.
Yeah. And we have a big episode for you this week, because we're talking about 7 shows, right?
Yes. Traffic Light, Mad Love, Mr. Sunshine... 3 new shows, and then we're also covering Bob's Burgers.
I don't know why
show.
Bob's Burgers doesn't ever count as a new show for you. It's had like one more episode than the other 3 that
I
you just called new shows.
It's another new show.
You could tell
us. She said 3
another.
New shows.
This is going to be a fiery episode. We haven't even gotten through the introduction. There's already arguments.
She's
just been down on Bob's Burgers all the time,
I
don't understand
Bob's
why.
Burgers. I like Bob's Burgers. But I said another new show.
After you said we have 3 new shows and then you were going to move on to the other ones.
Why
we'll listen back to the tape later.
Modern Family, Community, and Parks and Recreation. And with that,
let's get
I'm
into...
ready to trounce Kevin. K-trash.
Who's smoking Jay this time? This week's segment... it was a tie last week. K-Trash won the coin flip. He's elected to go second. That means we're starting with you, Chairwoman Al. You will have a minute and a half, as usual, to identify as many quotes from this week's shows as you can.
Yeah,
don't be nervous.
I'm always ready.
She looks a little nervous, but let's get started anyway. All right, and...
bring it.
I think beer should be cold and boots should be dusty. I think 9/11 was bad and freedom... well, I think that's just a little bit better.
Jeff Winger, his nomination speech, Community.
His ether-based perfume, Blackout, was named one of Maxim's top 100 ways to trick someone into sex.
Tom Haverford of Parks and Recreation about Dante Fiero's perfume.
Dennis Feinstein, please.
Oh, Dennis Feinstein.
And just so you know, we've talked about this. We're not doing any more scenes from Lethal Weapon for you.
Pass.
That was Ben... from Mr. Sunshine talking to his boss, Crystal, about him and Alonzo.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, am I going to need some quarters tonight.
Pass.
Oh, my God. That was Linda from Bob's Burgers talking about their fake bachelorette party, Pickles.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Whoa, that is too boring to be a lie.
What is that from? Mm-hmm. Oh, Mad Love. That's Tyler Labine's character talking about Kate saying that she can't go on the first date because she's got to go to work.
Larry. You keep this up and this won't be the last plug I pull.
Keep this up and this won't be the last plug I pull. I feel like it was from Bob's Burgers. Pass.
All right, I'll give you one more. In high school, they used to call me Angela Lansbury, but that was because of my haircut.
Oh, Leslie Knope, Parks and Recreation, comforting Anne on the ride.
Right, and that one you missed was Manny from Modern Family talking to
Jay
after cutting him off the
karaoke board.
That's right. That was pretty pathetic.
All right.
That was with a gimme at the end, too. Can I point that out?
That was with a little bit of extra help at the end, and you still only managed to pull off 4 points.
He hasn't gone yet. Let's see.
I think you have a good chance this week, K-Trash, and I don't normally talk
before
about
I go, let's talk a little bit more about how weak your performance was. Sure.
Remember that time where you only got 2?
No, I don't.
Well, we can go back in the tapes and prove it. That's all I got to say.
All right, K-Trash, are you ready?
Bring it on.
If you give me a message this tiny, I kill you.
Oh, that was from Traffic Lights?
No. That was Gloria talking to Phil
in
Modern Family trying to figure out what he did to make Claire mad. It would truly be an honor to have you walk my dog in front of a bunch of rich, childless people.
That's Crystal from Mr. Sunshine talking to Alonzo about the dog show.
Yeah, you should do it. That way everyone will know you're a douche.
The pass.
That was Lisa from Traffic Light talking to her husband about popping his collar. The assailant known as the Ass Crack Bandit will be brought to justice.
Pass.
That was Annie in the presidential debate in Community. It's like the imitation cheese of theater.
Oh, that's Bob from Bob's Burgers talking about the strip club or the dinner. Yeah, yeah.
Dinner theater. Skywriting isn't always positive.
Pass.
That was Leslie describing one of the ways she'd been dumped on Parks and Recreation. In other cultures, she'd have two kids already, and they'd have jobs.
Pass.
Holy shit. That's Alex complaining about how everyone is making a big deal out of Haley's job on Modern Family. You told your creepy friend where we live? Great. Now I have to hide the Doritos.
That's Connie from Mad Love talking to Kate.
That is correct. But it doesn't even matter, because even with that, you only got three.
What?
I told
what?
You it was a weak week for me.
Holy crap.
Hey,
that was pathetic on
do,
both
Kevin?
Parts.
It was
how'd
a poor
do?
Week. This is all due to me losing half of my notes this week. I'm very ashamed of that.
I didn't see Chairwoman Al look at her notes at all during
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right.
That's because she's got six freaking pages.
Well, I'm sorry that I dissed on your poor performance, Chairwoman Al,
thanks.
But you are still this week's champion. Congratulations.
I brought my B-plus game this week, and I still beat
I'll give you a
C-plus.
That's fine. All right, so you guys, what were your favorite shows this week and your favorite scenes? I've got one. My
Let's
favorite scene,
mm-hmm.
Ron and his portrait book of all his experiences with Mulligan's Steakhouse, the best damn steakhouse in Indiana.
That was a really amazing
hysterical.
Scene.
Hysterical.
I wasn't that impressed with that scene. I didn't think it was that funny.
Oh, I thought it was
for
so
years.
Good. At the very end, he shows, this is the first steak I ever ate at Mulligan's. Look at me. I'm just a kid.
Well,
I agree. That was a great scene.
The year, June 2004. Porterhouse, medium rare. Bernays sauce. The lady next to me, a bitch. Oh, great. Great. Anyways,
that was a really good one. Mine, actually, though, from this week was from Community,
mm-hmm.
and it was the whole decision gate when Troy and Abed were basically doing the news coverage of the elections in Community. And I thought it was just hilarious, all the things that they were saying about each of the candidates. In fact, one of the quotes that you didn't get to is about one of the candidates from Decision Gate.
Hmm.
That guy's just a mess. It's like God spilled a person. I thought they were on fire.
That was the old guy.
No, that was the guy that just wanted ice cream that was standing in line at the machine. And that was just classic Troy and Abed at their best.
Yeah.
So
that
was sort of a tag that they put in the middle of the show and made it a little bit longer and it just fit into the story and it was fantastic.
Oh, that was also my favorite scene. I was so happy someone else chose it. I watched that like three times in a row when it came up. It was so fun to watch.
I like the scene where Troy acts like a diva, the part of that. Where they cut and then all of a sudden he demands his orange juice.
Fresh squeezed apple juice.
Fresh squeezed apple juice. And I also like when they signed off and Abed goes, for GCTV, this is Abed Nadir. Something about like you can make how to make napalm out of cats or something.
Yeah, that ties into
dish soap and cat food.
The weakest storyline of Community this week, which...
What? No.
We'll save for a little bit later.
All right.
But, well, so I didn't have, like, a really strong favorite show this week.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Community was strong, I thought Parks and Rec was strong, and I thought Bob's Burgers was actually really strong. If I had to pick one, I think I would go with Bob's Burgers for the week.
Whoa.
It's like the new stuff.
Whoa.
But I think all three of those were basically equally strong.
I agree. Those three were my favorites this week, too.
I'm going to have to disagree with you guys here.
Oh,
I like Community and Parks and Recreation, but I actually thought Traffic Lights was really fun this week.
Oh, I thought it was horrible. I hated it so
What's
much.
What's wrong with you guys?
It was the worst. I thought it was the worst.
You guys, I didn't say I hated it.
Oh, okay. What's wrong with you?
It was so predictable. It was so boring. I'm so tired of seeing... This is the one reason why I will keep on watching Mr. Sunshine versus Traffic Light if I only had an option between those two shows. I'm so tired of watching the whole, like, she's a shrill wife and he's, you know, trying to get away with stuff trope over and over again. It's so boring. And it's the show
I
is not.
I feel like they
boring.
Were doing it that cliche as a lot of other shows.
Yeah,
were.
I feel like you're actually describing the two characters in the show that I like the most. I think the married couple are the two characters in the show that I really like.
Oh, yeah,
I also
I
like the guy
with
the glasses. I don't like his girlfriend.
I agree with that,
the single
too.
Guy, not so much.
So maybe by shrill wife, I mean more like the shrill girlfriend.
I think she's, in fact, yeah, Lisa, the wife,
Lisa's
I think is
right.
Probably the best character on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the interactions between her and her husband are actually pretty funny.
But Ethan, totally superfluous. I don't enjoy him at all.
Yeah.
I mean, he's actually the part of the show that bothers me the most because he's not continuous. Like, you went on a romantic getaway with someone at the end of the last episode, and all of a sudden he's with a completely new girl this episode.
Well, it's Ethan, right?
Yeah, but some continuity there would be nice. I mean,
you may be asking
are they just,
too much.
Are they just going to throw a new girl in, new guest star every show, or what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
but that being said, I think it's better than Mr. Sunshine.
Clearly.
That it has more potential, and I actually thought that the guest starring role from a woman who I should have looked up her name, from Cougar Town, as this girl that starts hanging out with Mike. I thought that was really funny.
I liked that.
Yeah, that was actually my favorite guest star of the week also.
I didn't say that was my favorite.
Anyways.
The reason why I think there's promise for Mr. Sunshine is it could, of all the shows out there, maybe this could become the new news radio. It's a workplace comedy. It's got a wacky boss.
You're giving way too much credit. But I will say,
we will talk about this later.
If it gets its act together. I mean, Cougar Town at the beginning. Who would have guessed Cougar Town would become funny?
I don't think it's become funnier
it's
than it was in the beginning.
I totally think it's the case. It's so
you
much
were just
better
a hater
than it was before. Well, I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
I think it's about the same, if not getting more stale than it was before. But we're not talking about Cougar Town. Mr. Sunshine, you know, the first week it was on, I thought it was okay.
Mm.
The second week, which we haven't talked about, was terrible.
Yeah.
And this third week, it was up a little bit more.
Yes.
It was a little bit enjoyable. And the fact, I actually am starting to like almost everyone on the show except Matthew Perry. I think Matthew Perry is the worst thing about this show, and he's just, like, what is he doing with his face all the time?
Yeah.
His face is just, like,
constantly kind of unhappy in some way.
He's supposed to be
or just,
way.
Like, totally exaggerated. If he left the show, I would probably like it.
Well, it's funny,
so,
I feel like he's a foil for every other character on the show, but he's the main character, which is just weird.
I have an interesting theory. I think he and Courtney Cox similarly play very big, and maybe that's because before on Friends they were filming in front of an audience, whereas here it doesn't seem like they're taping in front of an audience. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe they've gotten used to playing that big, so maybe
a little bit more theatrical,
so maybe they need to dial it back, their performance down a little bit, and maybe they will. He doesn't bother me as much as he does you guys.
Yeah,
I thought the face licking was pretty funny. But
well, so we had another new show we covered this week, Mad Love. What do you guys think about that show?
You know, you go first.
I will keep on watching due to goodwill for the actors.
You know, I wasn't expecting much after the first episode. The first episode, I was like, okay, at its very best, it's going to be a How I Met Your Mother.
A weaker version, probably.
I actually saw some potential this week. It's not great yet, but I think it has potential to build up to something. I actually got a Friends-esque vibe from the show this week, and I could actually see it morphing into a Friends-type show. But I think they need to add in at least one or two more strong, solid characters, because just the two couples, I think there's not enough happening there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the pacing needs to pick up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think the chemistry could be there.
I'm surprised, you know, I really like three of the four actors. The one that I wasn't sure about was Jason Biggs.
Yeah.
But I've actually been kind of impressed with him because he's not playing as goofy and clueless of characters as he normally plays in the films that I've seen him in. So he's actually kind of working for me in the show, and I think he could really grow on me.
I agree as well. He was the one that I was most skeptical about, but I like him the most. Who are the other two?
I like the other three of the four main actors.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that there was one that you were
not
about.
Jason Biggs is the one that I wasn't sure about.
Okay, I thought he was one of the three.
No. I'll also mention that this is the show that had my favorite guest star of the week. I think Martin Starr is hilarious. People probably know him from Freaks and Geeks.
Yes.
If you're in the know, you've seen Party Down. And mm-hmm. if you aren't, you should.
Oh, I so miss that show.
He is really, really hilarious. And he was a guest star on Mad Love this week as the neighbor. And mm-hmm. I like that. The neighbor, he's not moving. He could definitely come back in future episodes. And I hope he does.
Now that you say that, how you suggested adding a couple more characters to strengthen the show, I can get on board with that suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would definitely help the show, I think.
Yeah. So you liked Martin Starr more than, say, Carla Gallo, who was on Traffic Light this week, who's been on Undeclared, another Judd Apatow show. And you also liked him more than Lindsay Sloan, who was on Sabrina the Teenage Witch and who was Big Red in Bring It On. And she guest starred on Mr. Sunshine this week. I think there was another prominent guest star that I liked a lot. Eliza Coop from Scrubs, who played the agent on Community, who might be a
Secret Service agent.
Secret Service agent who might be a potential, who is a potential interest for Abed Nadir.
I don't think I'm going to go anywhere with that on the show. I think that's a one episode deal.
But do you remember last year we did Trash Talk predictions, Trashy predictions, and you said, if I recall correctly, that you would be interested to see Abed then develop a relationship for Abed.
That's true. I did say that.
And now that you've seen that possibility.
I thought it was not interested in that sort of relationship.
Really?
That was weird where she was watching him through the binoculars
so
at the end of the episode.
For them.
Yeah, I agree. I think that for Abed, as far as like who he could actually date, I think it is appropriate. But I thought that the way that it came about was just totally awkward and didn't make a lot of sense. It was just a sort of on-the-side Abed storyline that didn't fit into anything, didn't really make much sense, and was just, it just felt blah. Like, it was just, we're investigating you. Oh, why are you investigating me? Oh, we think you're suspicious. Why do you think I'm suspicious? Like, it was just totally boring.
Yeah. It could have been something pretty cool. I mean, Abed noticing what their secret agents are on the school mm-hmm. when no one else does. I mean, there's some interesting things.
He could have, like, started seeing them and being like, did you see that? Did you see that happening? You know, instead he just said, oh, that makes sense because I've been seeing these people around. And
why
like,
would we
how did you find
it?
Me? And it just, there was no, it just wasn't funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
I liked
it. Could have been funny.
What I
was
liked
funny
it. It wasn't so much funny as just, I liked the way it was paced. I liked, because I think Eliza Coop does the whole deadpan really, really well. You know? The sight of them rummaging through Abed's stuff didn't get you? You didn't think that scene was funny?
I didn't think that was funny at all.
Mm. No.
And I liked her on Scrubs.
It wasn't as
funny
as... It wasn't as funny as the other parts of Community, for sure. But I enjoyed it.
But there was no stakes. I had no interest in why they were rummaging through his stuff, or...
Yeah.
You know, they weren't doing anything funny while they were rummaging through it. I had no interest in why they were doing it. He wasn't concerned at all.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it really was like a lack of a storyline to me. It was just like random scenes.
It felt like they were trying to play off some kind of movie or kind of government secrecy movie, but it didn't quite come off right. And
well,
of
all these people, of course, Abed would be the one to notice it. And I think... Maybe the show wanted to explore what would an Abed relationship look like. It would be weird, and so maybe they wanted, I don't know.
I think it can be weird, but it can be done in a different way than it was done.
Either way, it didn't bother me as much, but we can talk about another show that has been bothering me a lot, which is Modern Family.
Tell us, why does Modern Family bother you, Chairwoman?
I feel like it hasn't been as good this season. It hasn't been as sharp. Hasn't been as, there are funny moments, but the whole episode as a whole hasn't been overwhelmingly strong, and it just keeps on going on the same beats over and over again.
Well, it's getting really stale. I feel like the stalest storylines are Jay and Gloria and Mitch and Cam. Mitch and Cam, it's funny, it feels like we've talked about this before. They're just being a normal couple. They're clearly a gay couple, but all the jokes are like, oh, a normal couple fights, and then they get along at the end.
Right.
You know, which we've seen that in so many other sitcoms.
Or there's a misunderstanding, and that...
It carries through the
whole
episode.
Something that Community and Parks and Recreation don't do as much, I feel like. But I did like Luke and Cam teaming up. I like that pairing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have liked to see more from that. I would have liked to see more of Haley and Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex trying to take Haley down. It just feels a little incomplete.
I actually think that, well, I mean, this is sort of echoing some things that I think I've been saying earlier on in this season, but I thought that this week's episode was not as bad as some of them have been previously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I agree. It's, you know, it still has some funny parts, but overall, it's not taking it to a new level. All of these episodes could have been episodes in season one. You know, they haven't elevated their game at all.
They had so many great ones in season one, and it's not... I can't think of an episode in this season like a Fizbo the Clown episode, right? Or anything as equally awesome.
They're not branching out, they're not trying new things.
Yeah.
They're sticking to very custom, you know.
Yeah. It could be so much more.
They could have done a lot more even with just the Haley, when they went to Haley's restaurant.
Yes.
To see her. That scene could have been much better.
I know.
Than it was.
When they got there, I was like, oh, we're finally getting to the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into Claire and Phil again. I was like, oh.
And then Haley got out of it without
anything. Haley got out of
it.
Exactly.
Which didn't even feel satisfying nor was
funny.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Agreed.
But I'll keep on watching because I like the characters.
Yet the show that I had to, like, basically made deals with the devil with to keep on the program this week, Bob's Burgers, is still pretty hot and hilarious.
Not according to me. Don't put me in that category.
Oh.
Right. K-Trash is on my side.
I liked it this week. I thought it was one of the... It might be my favorite episode that I've seen so far. The theater, Masterpiece Theater, and the robbery. That was pretty...
The Dreamatorium?
I agree it was one of the stronger episodes of the season, but I still don't think it's ranking up as high as shows like Community or Parks and Recreation.
Oh, man.
I would agree with that, too.
I think that it's so fantastic, and I think one of the things that it does that a lot of these shows aren't doing, like Modern Family, for instance, it seems like it's always dividing the cast up into groups of two people that are interacting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe three sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Bob's Burgers does a great job of having just a whole bunch of characters, like the whole family, plus like guests into the restaurant and stuff, and just these like conversations going back and forth. I thought one of the really great scenes in Bob's Burgers this week actually was when the first night of the dinner theater was beginning at the restaurant, and then Bob's in this conversation with his friend who's sitting at the counter and describing how some guy was talking at the beginning of a movie when a movie was starting for him and describing the situation while that same situation was happening, and he wouldn't stop talking in the beginning of the dinner theater. And that exchange, while you could hear the play starting in the background and Bob is yelling at his friend Teddy, and it's just, I thought that was hilarious.
That was funny.
That was funny.
Yeah.
My favorite
really well
though was
done.
Tina this week.
I loved it when she had stage fright when she was getting the haircut.
Yeah.
Just tell me when to stop cutting your bangs.
I would say there's still a healthy level of group interaction among in Community, but Modern Family, I don't see as much ensemble stuff going on anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Shall we move on to our final segment, Trash Talk?
All right. For Trash Talk this week, we're going to talk about one of our new shows, Mr. Sunshine. And the topic of the week is realism in TV shows. We've talked about this before, that
mm-hmm.
sometimes shows can be unrealistic, but still pull it off in a funny way. And sometimes,
mm-hmm.
such as, I would say, The Office. And sometimes they do it in a not quite so funny way. And I would say, like, Running Wild in this case. I'd say...
Remember when we watched that show?
Oh, man.
Right?
So, I would say that I think it's fair to say Mr. Sunshine is a relatively unrealistic show. There's some pretty crazy personas in it, kind of dominating some of the roles in this organization it's supposed to run. The question is, are they doing an effective job of it? Are these characters realistic? Do you see them, if they're not realistic, as still being funny and bringing the show together, or are they failing?
I think, speaking as someone who works in an office where they're... have been crazy people that go through it. Yes, it is totally possible to have crazies like that in the office. So I'm going to say it can be realistic. I think they just need to find a way to bring more, to not make them caricatures, and to bring a greater sense of realism Like, there's crazy, but then there's, like, crazy that you could come across, and then there's crazy that is just fictitious.
Mm-hmm.
Completely not based in reality.
So, which characters do you think they're doing a better job with, for example?
I like Crystal.
In terms of she's realistic, or she's...
She's entertaining.
Well, that's
she's
true.
Not,
I mean, she's
zany. Realistic in the sense of, like, I could see crazy bosses like that out there.
I mean, she's a little bit exaggerated,
yeah.
Obviously, mm-hmm. I think she's the boss, so it kind of works.
Right.
Alonso
is pretty realistic.
Alonso, I think, is fine.
Yeah.
He had one of my favorite lines this week, too.
Assistant Heather.
This is the person I'm thinking of the most.
Yeah, okay.
She's a little bit, but they're also playing it up too much. Like,
The
fact that she's supposedly set someone on
right.
fire has been a joke in all
yeah.
three of the episodes. So
why
far.
Would you hire, why would you keep someone who had set someone on fire is a thing? That's not,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't, okay,
yeah,
I'll give you that.
I
Heather.
Think that she's a little over the top, and I think that Crystal's son has the potential to be a little bit over the top. So it just depends on where they go. If they can tone it down
mm-hmm.
and keep it funny, I think it could go places. If they feel like they have to turn everyone into caricatures to get laughs, then I think it's going to be different.
Do you think it's different from The Office in this way? Do you think The Office has made caricatures of people?
I'm surprised that you're comparing the show to The Office because
it's
really different.
Well, it's another workplace environment.
Yes.
Whereas I feel like in an office environment, like in The Office, you get people like
yeah.
But
that
this is
have
more of
attitudes.
A sitcom, whereas
yeah.
The Office is
yeah.
more of like one of those documentary style shows, right? Like
right. So you need to put that aside, I guess. And I'm just thinking of the character types and how much the characters are played up.
The way
well,
even the way
bucks.
That it's shot though, like the way that The Office and the Parks and Recreation are shot, the lighting I think, contributes to that feeling of it feels very low key.
Like
whereas
you're actually in an office.
You're actually in an office. You're actually in the Parks and Recreation Department. Whereas with Mr. Sunshine, things seem really bright and super high def, and things seem almost too glossy. The soundtrack is too like, da-da-da-da-da, like, laugh now. Like, it seems to be just trying too hard on every single level.
I think that it's something that is not supposed to feel real. You're supposed to be very
uh-huh.
aware that you're watching TV. I mean, to me, that's what it feels
uh-huh.
like. That's how it was with Friends and a lot of these old-style sitcoms, where I definitely think that something like The Office is, even though they have some sort of zany moments with the characters, I think they feel more like real people than in something like Mr.
But
Sunshine.
Do you think that's part of the mockumentary style? Like, what if the mockumentary style was part of Mr. Sunshine? What if they shot it in that way? Would you like Mr. Sunshine more if it was in that style?
I think the characters would have to be different, though, to be in that style.
So it still comes down to what Kevin, K-Trash was pointing out about the characters.
I think it's, yeah, it's
over the top.
Part of the writing, yeah, how they're being written, the storylines that are being
mm-hmm.
created. If this, cause no matter how it's shot, you're going to have the same storyline you're running through. And I think
mm-hmm.
the storylines are part of the problem.
Yeah.
With Mr. Sunshine as
well.
Well,
and the dialogue and the way they deliver their lines. It's like, here's a joke.
Yeah.
Laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's some music. Now you know you're going to laugh.
You know, actually, one other thing that really annoyed me about Mr. Sunshine this week is that, and it's not the only show to do this.
Uh-huh.
I feel like a lot of shows do this and it really annoys me, is that they describe funny things that have
uh-huh.
happened to be funny instead of actually doing the funny thing. Like, he was like, we're not going to act out any more scenes from Lethal Weapon for you. Like, that line brought out the funny idea, so I guess it could be funny, but it would have been a lot funnier to see them acting out a scene from Lethal Weapon.
Or if right after he said that, they cut to some scenes of them acting
out. Of when they did
it
before.
Past. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's some shows that do funny things, and some shows that just talk about funny things. Like,
that's true.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They do funny shit on that show.
Yeah.
They don't just talk about doing funny shit.
You know
sure.
what show cuts to funny scenes when they talk about funny things?
30 Rock.
30 Rock!
I was going to say Arrested Development, but...
Oh, yeah, Arrested Development.
So do you think this show has any hope, or can it...
I think it has hope. I'd give it half a season.
Hope with us, or with
Hope with
middle
us.
America that pays the bills. With us, I don't think it's going to stay on for very much longer.
I'll keep on watching.
Unless I have to barter with Chairwoman Howe to keep Bob's Burgers out. Then we'll stick around for a little bit longer.
But we don't have to keep on watching. I will come back in with a mid-season report saying, like, hey guys, it's gotten really good, you should watch. Or, hey guys, I can't believe I wasted a whole half season of my life on this.
Mm-hmm. We have
That's
no
a
doubt.
Point.
If you want to say something, you will say it at some point. There is no doubt in our mind.
Should we then see if we have a Portlandia report from you?
Yes, please provide.
I haven't caught up with the last episode or two of the season. So
I really want
I
you to watch it
finished,
so that I don't have to.
I will watch it. I'm actually, it's like a rainy day thing. I'm kind of saving it, you know. To
yeah,
you know, I really
there
need
are
to
other shows
cheer
you can
myself
save for
up.
Rainy
and,
days,
no. Sounds like he's decided it's not
yeah,
good enough
yeah,
to keep watching
exactly.
either.
No,
I think that's
good.
A report enough. All right.
Signing off.
Later. And find the stop button.